nice time too. When at last I got you home for a kiss or two, big weekend, the biggest one I've ever had, big weekend. It really made me feel so glad just to think that I could chance to meet someone who'd make my life complete, big weekend. Yeah, big weekend. We saw a movie Sunday and then went out to eat. On the way we window shop while walking down the street. Later in a taxi when no one else could see, you gave me another kiss and said that you loved me. Big weekend, the biggest one I've ever had, big weekend. It really made me feel so glad just to think that I could chance to meet someone who'd make my life complete, big weekend. Big weekend, the biggest one I've ever had. Big
weekend. wurde mit der Konspiration aufgeführt.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car, and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up. You and me, we never ever ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought, undressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, We're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Sharing the truth for you, but facts are facts, ain't no spinning that. That's the thing. Oh, about the truth. Promises you never kept. Should have been a clue. Well, but lies and half-truths, Lord, I should have seen right through. Seen what you wanted me to, I wanted to believe. Smoke in me is a sleight of hand designed to deceive. Because it's truth in the heart of the beholder. What's true for me ain't necessarily true for you. Facts ain't no spinning that.
way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Stuff. He rocks my world. He's my guy and I'm his girl. He's so fine, that man of mine. He's lean and mean, my own James Dean. The prettiest boy I've ever seen. There's more to the man than meets the eye. He's a real straight shooter, a stand-up guy. A soft-spoken man, don't brag too much. He can turn me on with a simple touch. He's always there to lend me a hand. I'm his woman, he's my man. Holy Moses, ain't no jive. I love that man about a zillion times. Sakes alive, mercy me. I'm as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. Love that man of mine. He's so fine.
Now that your picture's in the paper, being graphically admired, you can have it, a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, why. Children running out of hands. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I welcome.
I had this friend, and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. I had this friend, and he was dying. I had this friend, and he was dying. He had cancer real bad, and he was probably gonna die that year. And all that year, when he looked at you, he really looked at you. When he said, "It's good to see you," he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year, when he talked to you, he really talked to you. When he asked you, "How you doing?" he really meant it. He really meant, "How are you doing?" It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was kind of beautiful. So beautiful. Of course, he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired. He was sick. He was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed, he didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time, there was this thing with him. He was all dialed in. And when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful. My friend was beautiful. He was beautiful. So beautiful. Oh, 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 oh. 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 Well, wouldn't you know it, he got better. They gave him surgery, they gave him chemo, and somehow he got through all that, and he crawled back into his life. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year, and I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, "Can I ask you?" And he said, "Do I miss it?" "Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing, but yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered, and the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again, and the love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically I am still dying. Technically you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes." Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story, except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful. We are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh.
you'd be mine. Am I moving back in time? Just standing still. I met a man with a broken back. He had a fear in his eyes that I could understand.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. How could you ever conceive this things off like it was the day before. Hold that coffee, wait till 5, and pretend there's nothing more. Where's that roof? Where's that living room? Where's that roof? Where's that living room? Well, you got what you wanted, now you wanna run away. Every door that's closed, you're knocking, and you wanna hear God, but you don't even pray. Are you too scared to try it? Where's that roof? Where's that living roof? Where's that roof? Where's that living
just love.